Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
This needs to be in the garbage. This is full of chemicals. And this should never be eaten with this. And by the way, where are your supplements? Hey, Wayne Sutton here, howtosellyourcoaching.com. I'm going to circle back to a coach that my wife hired a number of years ago. Fitness coach came in. She said, I'll come to your home. I love this. What we're going to discuss today is what she did. She found a problem before she offered a solution. She found a problem before she offered a solution. Let me explain. So my wife comes in, she wants to tone up, she wants to lose some weight, wants to get healthy again after having her twins. And she, the fitness instructor walks in, she talks with her a little bit, goes through some basic fact finding, what are your goals, what are you looking for, where are you at? And then they do some exercises and it's great. Then she walks over to the pantry, opens it up, doesn't ask, this food needs to go in the garbage. This food needs to go in the garbage now. Why are you eating this? Please tell me you're not eating this food with this food. Then she goes to our refrigerator, opens it up as well. Chemicals, preservatives. Why are you eating this? And she gives us this lecture, but tells us literally what we should not be eating and why. Then she grabs pen and paper and she starts writing out a grocery list. She literally writes out a grocery list for us based on the size of our family and what meals we should be eating. So she found, but here's the key. She didn't go in with a solution until she found the problem. She asked my wife questions. She watched my wife do her exercises. She looked at my children and myself that were there. What were we eating? What snacks were available? And then she found that when she found the problem, she offered a solution. Buy this food, get these supplements, and life is good. That was the power of her system. And the same can go for you. And this is very important. If you're only bringing a solution, then you're giving them another option, which is great in life, but you must diagnose the problem first. You must look in and say, this is not healthy. If you're a fitness coach, if you are a digital marketing, or you are an SEO coach, whatever you're doing, you have to, maybe just a high performance business coach, what areas in their life not only need to be improved, what areas need to be eradicated? What needs to be cut out? What is not working well and needs to be replaced with something that is working well? Micro habits or massive changes? Are you with me? Do we need to shift some of the finances here? Or do we need to close entire departments down and start fresh? This is real important. If you will come in as an advisor, in that advisory role, to say, I'm going to look at this and help you. Now, a number of years ago, I worked at a corporation, and this is exactly what happened. They would come in, this company, I won't mention their name, very well known if I did mention their name, and they would do secret shoppers. They would call, and they would record the calls. They would walk into the storefront of this corporation. They would go in, and they would communicate with people. They looked at all their key metrics, looked at profitability, looked at advertising, and basically said, this is where money needs to be moved. This is where money needs to be spent, taken away. This budget needs to be totally taken away. This person is great for your organization. They did personality tests. This person's based on their temperament. This is a great role for them. Why do you have this person doing these three roles and they should be focusing on two? They went through a massive, massive, absolutely, and this is the important part. They did all of this. Whether you agree with this or not, it worked for them. They did all of this. Consultation as a absolutely no charge up front. Now, they found a problem, you must have a solution. If you have a problem, you need to make sure you have a solution. If you do not have a solution, don't find the problem. When they found the problem and they offered a solution, it was all in one nice little package, the company said yes. And it was a very, very multiple six-figure account right instantly. And then they came back every 90 days, and they looked at the results, and they made changes. Here's the beautiful part. Every time they made a change, what happens? Hey, we discovered this working with this other corporation. We'd like to apply it in your business because look at the great results we got. Now, what it did was held them into another contract. It held them into another time, but it did give them time to build the business, and it worked effectively. Now, here's the key. You have to find the problem before you find the solution. You may want to come in, you may, depending on who you are and who you coach, you may want to go in and do these complimentary audits. We do. If you jump over to doneforyoucoaching.com, we do a complimentary audit. We're going to look at your business. If we can help you, great. If not, that's okay. Now, what about your business? Where are you going to go today and solve someone's problem? Help them. I've said before, there was two companies. One was LinkedIn. One was not LinkedIn, but it was actually a coach for LinkedIn. One was a podcast host. See, he would say, go back and edit that out, but I just like to talk, so I'm just going to keep it raw. But he would, but both of these went and one pulled up my LinkedIn profile, one pulled up my podcast, and without me asking, but that's okay, they said, listen, this is what we found. This is what you're doing great. And it was just, great, this is awesome, I love this, however, this is great, I love this, however, puff, puff, slam. And they told me things that I was doing great in my LinkedIn profile, things that I could improve upon. And then they gave some very specifics. This image needs to be changed. This needs to be changed on this. Then they gave some vague recommendation. And the vague recommendations is where you have to pay them. And I'll probably end up hiring both coaches because they knew what they were talking about and they showed me a problem and then offered a solution. You can do the same. All right, guys, jump over to doneforyoucoaching.com, doneforyoucoaching.com. Let's hop on the phone. Let me audit your business. Do you have everything that you need? Are you consistently? People say, Wayne, do I really need your service? Well, here's the key. If you're doing $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month consistently in profit, then you may want to hop on a call and see if we can help you, you know, smooth out any rough edges or make sure everything's fun and make you're having a great time making that money. You got to have fun, right? If you're not making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month, then we definitely need to talk. DoneForYouCoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.